Things heat up for the airlines once again as somebody on a plane calls 911. With your KFM News Update, I'm Andrew White. First, it's time to saddle up your horses and grab your grocery bags. This week, Sudbury residents have banded together in support of those affected by a fire in Hanmer that destroyed a barn and much of the hay used by Winning for Life, a support program for kids. This week, a food drive will be aimed at closing the gap for those affected, and for more information, residents can go to kfmradio.ca. Sudbury police say there is no danger to the public after finding what looked like to be a homemade explosive in a children's playground near Bing and Lauren Streets yesterday. Caitlin Dunn from Sudbury Police spoke to KFM with the details.
So an initial examination of the package revealed that the device appears to be a small homemade firework. There is no danger to the public.
The item was found buried halfway into a sandbox. The police continue to investigate. Timmins police have charged a 59-year-old man in a collision that occurred on Kamascosha Road. It all happened when a pickup truck somehow kicked off the trailer it was towing, which then entered the oncoming lane and was hit by a transport truck. The road was closed for approximately 2 hours to clean up the debris as a result of the collision. And finally, the airlines are once again taking the heat, or taking on the heat as it would seem, as hundreds of Air Transat passengers were trapped for 6 hours on a tarmac this week waiting for a plane to take off. One person was so hot, apparently, they called emergency services or 911 to see if they could do anything. Evidently, the electricity was shut off on the aircraft, leaving passengers with no air conditioning at all. The airline is looking into the incident. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.